Blog Talk Radio.com.
She is nasty. What a bite. Storm smashing into the mid-Atlantic and into the south. Some people reporting golf ball size hail for real, smashing through their windshield. In Washington, they were talking about power being down, and one tornado hit the suburbs in Colesville, Maryland, ripping up a couple of houses. So storms with the straight line winds called derecho moving to the south, threatening Atlanta. They were talking about big clouds there, winds up to 70 miles an hour. Nine. Check this out. Downtown Atlanta. Hot Atlanta. And things are jumping there now because you're right at the start of the summer. 900 lightning strikes in 10 minutes. That is scary, my friends. That is scary. Our U.S. Open in the world of golf is being played right now in Pennsylvania at Marion, and it was so bad. The severe weather that moved through the area really smashed the course with a lot of rain, but they had great drainage there, so in the end they were okay. And in Philly, it kind of looked up on Thursday, so they were able to play. Not so much for Lansing and Hastings, Michigan. Flooded streets, you couldn't even drive through. If you had a boat, you could have paddled your way through. Even some had to be closed because the water was just that high. People in Fort Wayne, Indiana, some can listen to us right now. The flooding was pretty nasty there. So those straight line winds slammed into the windy city, Chicago. That's where you got that golf ball size hail. Trees that bent in half. Buildings that were creaking and missing pieces. Pretty scary stuff. That system is kind of like a squall line. You've heard that term before. But instead of potentially producing tornadoes, it sends out this unbelievable, what they describe as, it's the best way to describe it, slicing wind. And it's scary. Whenever you hear straight line storms, boy, you got to get out of the way. So FEMA is on the case. They're in touch, finding out if all these people need help. But this is a nasty band of thunderstorms. 900. I'm still trying to get over that. 900 lightning strikes in one area. And lightning is nothing to mess with. People sometimes don't think about the whole lightning thing. But I had a very, very good friend in college who hated any kind of rain or lightning, even the least bit threat, and she wouldn't move. Because sadly, her father and brother were killed by lightning on a golf course. It struck the green that they were on and killed them both instantly. And I've met other people who have been, met a guy who was struck by lightning three times and he survived it, didn't suffer the fate that they unfortunately suffered, but 900 is amazing. But no reports of anybody being killed by the lightning strikes. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, for sure we're going to talk about Edward Snowden. He'll be convicted as a U.S. spy. He's certainly doomed to have that hanging around his head. He will not be the icon that Daniel Ellsberg of the Pentagon Papers fame is. I don't think so. I think that he will absolutely be extradited and he will absolutely be charged. I'd be shocked if he wasn't. They're saying right now that he has had no help with this, that he's the lone guy, the lone leaker, whistleblower, whatever you want to call him, but that's it. So they're putting the case together against him while the FBI is defending their surveillance program, and we're going to talk about that coming up. And also we're going to talk about world leaders, because in the midst of this kind of chaos, that's when you need a strong leader. Is Obama that guy? Is our president the guy in the middle of all these crises to say, listen, come up with the memorable quote that hits home, that gets you in the gut, that makes you think, wow, I'm proud to be an American. And yes, he is holding up our rights in the Constitution. If anything, so many of the people I know that really, really were big Obama supporters are really, really, really disappointed, and they feel like he is trampling on a lot of rights, and he's, as much as he attacked the Bush administration, he's doing similar things. So that whole idea of being transparent is an absolute laugher at this point. Sad news for the people in Miami who should be elated, because their Miami Heat tied up the series in the NBA Finals with the San Antonio Spurs, 2-2 after an amazing performance by Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and LeBron James, the name in basketball that everybody knows. So people were celebrating at a famous restaurant, which has a beautiful deck in Biscayne Bay, and it's got all kinds of TVs and whatnot. It's a big sports bar area. 100 people were on the deck. It collapsed. Just boom, all of a sudden it collapsed. 3 people still, from what I understand, in critical condition. 100 people were on the deck. 100 people, I'll say it again, that's what they think. And it was at Shucker's Bar and Grill. 24 people had to be treated afterwards. And imagine how scary it would be. It is like a CSI Miami scene. Imagine how scary it would be to plunge into that water. 1 second you're watching the game, the next second you are in a mangle of people in the middle of the bay, because that's just the way you describe it. That's what happened. There were people tweeting about it. It was terrible, terrible, terrible. Immediately, you had boats that came, tried to come and help the people and grab them up, and they put lights on the situation and a helicopter and all that kind of stuff. And you had divers, because you had to have rescue divers there, since there was a fear that maybe someone drowned, maybe somebody, you know, got piled on top of and that kind of stuff. It doesn't look like that's happened, which is a really, really good thing. I've been to this bar a few times when I spent some time in Miami watching games, actually, or waiting for something to wrap up. And it is a neat spot, because you can really see across the bay, and it's a beautiful place to just go and look and watch the boats and all that kind of stuff. A very, very popular spot, actually. And now it's gone, because it's very unrecognizable. Just collapsed right before 10 o'clock Eastern in the middle of that game. And as I said, people were there celebrating. So sad news, but it's surprising that they didn't have a lot of people drown. So I guess in a sense, that's the good news about that. Also, 2 dead and 360 homes, they say, at this point, done in the Colorado wildfires. Awful stuff there. Colorado Springs, right in and around that area. You just see just giant dark clouds and flames in the background. Lots of firefighters from all over the place trying to help those people in Colorado, because the conditions are ripe for more acreage to be burned, and they're evacuating lots and lots of people. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your...
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say this was their finest hour.
Let us never forget this fundamental truth. The state has no source of money other than the money people earn themselves. If the state wishes to spend more, it can do so only by borrowing your savings or by taxing you more. And it's no good thinking that someone else will pay. That someone else is you.
I think we have stopped a lot of what needed stopping. And I hope we have once again reminded people that man is not free unless government is limited. There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Ah, true leadership. Yeah, that would be the triplets. Winston Churchill, Maggie Thatcher, and Ronald Reagan. Where would you rank your current president, Barack Obama? Great leaders. Who are the best leaders of all time? I think you got the three of them, honestly, right there. And here's the deal. They took a lot of heat at points in their careers as prime ministers and a president, but they didn't back down. They really did not back down. There was nothing wishy-washy about all three of those leaders. What's happening now with this NSA scandal, adding it to the pile, the whole whistleblowing thing, and whatever your point of view is over Edward Snowden, it's very clear that we don't have control over what is really happening. And the guy in charge has no idea, I don't believe, what's happening. Or maybe he does, and then they're just flabbergasted when all of a sudden somebody decides to blow the whistle. Ultimately, Snowden will get nailed for this because there are some legalities on the side of the government, and I don't think that even the best lawyer is going to be able to pull him out of this. He will not go down in the same breath, in a sense, as Daniel Ellsberg, the Pentagon Papers guy, because Ellsberg did not get prosecuted under the Espionage Act, although he would have. He would have, but because they were so paranoid and went after him, the Nixon administration, he was off the hook. That doesn't seem to be happening this time around with Snowden. Now, he might not get extradited from Hong Kong. China's not saying anything. They've been very quiet about the NSA leaker. I think they'd love to squeeze him and find out everything they can. Maybe they think they can get more out of him about what's going on in the United States since he took his thumb drive and went to Hong Kong. Here's what Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, had to say about the NSA, what they collect, and some of the plots that they actually stopped terrorist-wise.
This plot at the time was characterized as, quote, the most serious terrorist threat on U.S. soil since 9/11. And we were able to, the government and the NSA and the FBI and all of the agencies working together were able to thwart that attack because of the tools available to them. We were able to, the government and the NSA and the FBI and all of the agencies working together were able to thwart that attack because of the tools available to them, authorized by Congress, overseen by federal judges, and by Congress. Program collects phone numbers and duration of phone calls. Any action taken on that data requiring further investigation or inquiry requires court approval.
All right, so there you go. Talking about the NSA and what they stopped and what happened, as you heard, he's saying court approval because what the word is and what FBI Director Robert Mueller is saying is, you know, we have to have that in place before we can even do anything. So please don't think that we are running our fingers through your information, basically. They're saying we are not doing that. All right, let's take a couple. How about Rick listening to us in Illinois? Hey, Rick, what say you on this fine morning?
Talking about the straight line storm.
Yeah.
Remember last year when Chicago to Washington, D.C. about this time last year?
It was terrible.
Yeah. It's strange it happens again about the same time again.
I know.
About the same area, too. I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Who's the biggest hypocrite, Sean Hannity or the Vatican?
The Vatican. The Vatican is. You know why? Because look at how opulent it is, all the jewels of the world and an island unto itself. And then I think of the horrific things that have happened and how things were sidestepped for so many of those priests that were pedophiles and the lives they destroyed. And no matter what, you can't reel that back in.
Yeah. I'd probably a tie.
You don't like Hannity. You're bagging on Hannity for some of the heat he's taken recently?
Well, he revealed that Bush is spying on, this NSA spying on people, he's all for him. that everybody was against was un-American. Now, you know, Obama just carried on the boost. Keep it going. Oh, it's the worst thing in the world. Countries don't collapse. Tyranny in the streets. People will be rioting and all that stuff.
Well, you know what that is? That's called difference of opinion. In this country, you are either on, it's the us's and the them's. And so it depends on your political slant. And Hannity is pretty clear about his political slant, I think.
He's against it. So, you know, you're either for or against, one or the other. You can't be.
Well, also, too, I think the one thing I would say is the difference of, when you talk about spying, the difference is, Rick, what are we talking about? That's what I said. What are we talking about? Are you for a little bit of spying? Are you for, okay, we're going to let you do this, this, and this, but, hey, you are going over the line when you start to dumpster dive on all of our phone records because it's a waste of taxpayer money and it's the road to nowhere. So why are you doing that? You know, here's the thing, is the tug of war over what is should be acceptable and what isn't. And I will say this, and I'm going to bet you're going to agree with me on this. Once you had the Patriot Act kick in, which we did need at the time, and I think we needed it because they were freaked. And frankly, Rick, really, our intelligence people got caught with their pants down because they were arguing so much among themselves that there were people that knew things that were happening. They knew about Osama bin Laden. They knew that they were worried about a few things, but partly the administration, partly other people in government, partly FBI, CIA, and for various reasons, they did not put it together, and that's the crime here.
Well, they had Osama bin Laden pinned down. I used cell phone. Some newspaper report put in the paper.
Absolutely.
That's how they tracked them. Then next day, all cell phones went dead.
Absolutely. They also had, when Clinton was president, they also had access to bin Laden. So there's a Democrat and there's a Republican mistake. And that's what I mean. I think that there was botched intelligence. And a botched intelligence, then what happens is everybody scrambles to try to find a safe place to hide because they don't want to be exposed. They're in this spook business. And this was huge that we had this giant, this giant gap in the information that was out there and was available, but nobody bothered to put the pieces together. And, you know, things like the flights where all of these hijackers were paying big bucks, taking flying lessons, but, geez, they didn't want to bother to learn how to land the plane. Who's doing that? That doesn't happen. They pay big bucks. They want the whole thing. There were other things that were obvious, too, and it was egos that got in the way. Hang with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
America tonight, Kate Delaney and Nathan Reeder also hanging with you. He is the glue. He is the glue of this show, let me tell you. He, poor guy, I don't know, he has a broken leg, a broken hand, a broken hip, and he just wanted some food. And nobody would help him out. He had to go hustle up a pizza at the mothership. And then with the crutches, he had to figure out, how am I going to carry this pizza to the studio from the car?
What else?
That's right. Just kick it. Kick it along with the crutches, and it'll get there. Don't worry about it. Rex is listening to us in Quincy. Hey, Rex, how are you?
I'm doing fine, my dear. I'll tell you what, Classic 80, tonight, you're normally pretty poignant. It's just, I missed something because I was in the automobile. Your gentleman on the book and with Churchill. What's the book's name? I want to get that.
The book is, hang on a second, it's Churchill, but there's a word in front of it. I want to say it's Truly Churchill.
Okay. That'd be close enough. I think I can find that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was,
also your second guest name, who was dealing with Mr. Snowden, whatever, and had petitioned.
Norman Solomon.
Okay. Excuse me, I'm writing. Okay. Now, some nights you're very poignant. Some nights you are just spot on, and a lot of nights you do the sports stuff. But tonight you were so funny. Once I did get in and turn your radio on, I was roaring with laughter.
Good.
I mean, no, especially when you're talking about Mr. Pelosi and Mrs. Pelosi. Mr.
Because of you're talking about Dianne Feinstein, you mean, and her husband, Bloom, who's going to make all that money?
Right. Well, I call Feinstein Mrs. Pelosi.
I love
okay?
it.
Okay, so whatever, you know. And now, as far as you did allude to here not too long ago about Churchill,
uh-huh.
Thatcher, and Reagan,
uh-huh.
they rode in limousines and they were high-class folk.
Yeah.
They were statespeople. They were statesmen.
Yeah.
And then you say, well, how do you juxtapose that to Obama? Well, he drives a cab, as far as I'm concerned. He's a Chicago hack.
That's good. There's a lot of hacks from Chicago, unfortunately, and I love this city. Yeah.
And so, you know, with the NSA thing, based on what research I've done over the years, most of the intel that we've gotten has been because we finally shored up our counterintelligence. So you can monitor everybody's phone calls and stuff. It's these intelligent, brave folks on the ground, in my humble opinion, that are really cracking this stuff. You know, and no, Obama, well, I'd run him out of town on a rail. Send him back to Chicago, and then he alluded to, okay, we're going to fly to where Africa is where he's going.
Yeah, he's going to Africa for $100 million, most likely.
Yeah, Lord have mercy.
And I know.
We're so gullible as a group of people, we're going to allow that?
I know.
I mean, to me, it's so sickening, it's funny.
I know. I know, it is funny. It is funny. We're dripping with deficits. And, you know, look what happens. This is a trip you don't take when that's going on.
Well,
you
of course.
Can't
well,
take
you
it.
Know, just like them, they a couple times took separate airplanes.
I know.
I mean, oh, Jesus. So, you know, if it wasn't so tragic, it'd be like a Shakespeare play. The irony is so funny. It's just amazing to me.
I know. It's ridiculous. I mean, hey, by the way, the Churchill book, it's absolutely about Churchill, but it's the specific name is Target Churchill.
Target?
Target Churchill, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to buy that book. He was funny.
I didn't
catch the thing, because War of the Roses, it took me about four times to watch that movie to understand it.
I know, but it's funny if when you watch it once or twice. I got it twice, so I got you on that one. But yeah, it does. You got to watch it and look for some of the stuff, and it was hilarious. And the guy is—he's a historian.
I thought it was the most macabre, funniest things they ever saw. A couple of times, and I started looking at the behind-the-scenes stuff and going, "Whoa, this is a darker comedy than I thought."
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Same thing. I didn't catch some of it the first time around. You're right. Yep,
so,
it's good.
Well, listen, I won't waste any more of your time, honey. You take good care, and every once in a while, you get on that oot. And you make everybody laugh out there because you can do it. I'm telling you, that was just, that whole segment, and then you went to, I know it's Feinstein, but I call her Mrs. Pelosi.
Yeah, Mrs. Pelosi, yeah.
Okay, and the Bloom man who started out a sophisticated slumlord, actually, is how he made a lot of his starting money.
You're right.
Because I lived in the Bay Area, and so, you know, he's up and coming, and he's going, and boy, all of a sudden, make the right contacts and stuff. And I'm not saying he's not a brilliant man.
Right.
I'm just saying he cut some throats to get there. That's all.
Absolutely, Rex. Great call. Thank you, as always. He did. He slit a few throats. Somebody told me that one time. Hey, you want to know what the difference is between somebody who makes a couple $100,000 and someone who makes $1 million? They step on a few throats. Kind of what he's saying right there, Rex is saying. All right, so we have a new segment on the show called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. Here's a couple of them. What is the NFL thinking? I'm just going to say this. For any of you who are sports fans, or even if you're not, and somebody gives you a Father's Day present because they think you like the local team, and they give you a few tickets to go see them when the season starts, check this out. All of a sudden, the NFL is banning purses, seat cushions, coolers, because they say it's a new security thing. We've got to do that. But this is the part of it, that it's we're so dumb we buy all this. The big comment was from the NFL VP and Chief Security Officer, a guy named Jeff Miller. He said in a statement, "Our fans deserve to be safe and secure. Public safety is our top priority. This will make the job of checking items much more efficient and effective. We will be able to deliver a better and quicker experience at the gates.
Charlie, look out for the blah, blah, blah.
And also provide a safer environment. We appreciate our fans' cooperation." Then check this out. So then I find out, I make a quick call, and I find out, yes, they appreciate us, so much so that we're allowed to bring in bags that are clear plastic, vinyl or PVC, and they don't exceed 12 by 6 by 12. So you can bring in a 1 gallon clear plastic freezer bag also. But the NFLshop.com has now these new plastic bags to buy with the team logo on it, a clear plastic tote bag. Typical NFL. They think we are a bunch of dummos because they can sell us the merchandise, so they make more money. It's like when you watch a baseball team and they have the uniform always changes. You ever notice that? Oh, we have the blue, and then we have the white uniforms from our home, and then we have the change in the hat this year. Every year they change 15 different things about the uniform because they know people will go out and buy sort of replicas of it, or the new jerseys and that kind of stuff. But the clear logos, oh, man. All right, I got another dumb things I shouldn't have done. Shame on the idiots in Newport Beach, California. What is great about going on a California beach when you're a kid at night or a teenager? It's the chance that you might get your first kiss, right? And the way you do that is you take your girlfriend out to the pits where they have those big fires. It is pretty cool, I have to say. It's a main attraction, these giant fire pits. They play volleyball, then people are roasting marshmallows or doing other things, whatever. But the Newport Beach City Council said, no, air pollution. The Air Pollution Control Board says, we can't do this. We got to get these fires out because the smoke from the beach bonfires causes air pollution and health problems. Yeah, can't do it. We're going to start to shut down more of these fire pits. So if you want to go to Southern California and experience that, you better go now. Because, trust me, all the beach towns are going to be wrestling with the same thing.
Wait, oh, bonfires make more smoke pollution than factories?
Yeah, factories that they have all over Southern California. Yeah.
Ugh.
I know, sickening. It's so dumb. It is. Because, so you have a beach bonfire, put it out, I don't get it. And it's not that there's a zillion of those fires. I've been there many times. I've been to Southern California. I've seen the big fits that they're throwing, the big fire pits. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's pretty dumb. But that's the convenient thing. Somebody complains about air pollution and they decide, oh, we can't do that. So then that's what happens. They decide that they're going to acquiesce to the pressure. And I'll tell you what, some of you sent in some dumb things I shouldn't have done. And we'll do another segment, of course, next week. And I've already got like three different ones. I would love to tease you with it, but I'm going to do it. You're going to have to wait till next week, and we'll do it same time, same bat channel. Hang with us, some odds and ends.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food, you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene.
All right, we're hitting that final wall for this hour of America Tonight. A couple of quick odds and ends that we'll hit on. Some new news in that Philly building that collapsed. Boy, wait till you hear this one. And also the jury in the Zimmerman trial. George Zimmerman, remember the Trayvon Martin deal? He shot and killed Trayvon Martin. It's been a little bit over a year, and Sanford, Florida is just exploding with opinions and more. I hear that the live trucks are starting to line up. It's going to be like wall-to-wall coverage again, kind of similar to Casey Anthony. Same courtroom. People wait in line at night to get tickets, and then they have any 40 seats or whatever, and then once that's up, that's all she wrote. And the people actually, it's so crazy. There'll be people out there that'll scalp the tickets. For $500, you can get a seat to hear some boring pre-trial nonsense. Because this is going to go a while. And that's what happens a lot of times in courtrooms. Sometimes you just get dismissed for the day. Something happens and then you got to go off, find more documents, that kind of stuff. You know, really a trial is like a movie. on a movie set, if you go to a movie set, you think, oh, movie stars, gorgeous women, great guys, all this action, craft table with tons of food. Well, the craft table, there is tons of food. But it's a hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait. Trailers all over the place. People come on and they say three lines. They got to light them up 100 times. It's not really that glamorous, to be honest. It's not that exciting. Let's go to Ray in Missouri. Hey, Ray, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. Thank you.
How much do they want to sell tickets for?
What happens is you wait in line overnight, you get a ticket, and if you get a ticket, then if it's a hot trial, people will try to scalp it for a couple hundred dollars at least.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I've been a member, fan club member for Nine Inch Nails with Trent Reznor since 1989. So as a member, before they do a tour or sell tickets, they send me an email and say before they go on sale for the public, I can buy them for cheaper and better tickets, better seats. Man, the Voodoo Festival in New Orleans, November, I think, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
I can buy a ticket for that for $300. I can see Pearl Jam. I can see Eddie Vedder, VIP passes, Brent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails. A bunch of great bands. 3 days, I can buy VIP tickets with camping for $2,500. That'd be a better deal.
Boy, that would be a better deal.
I don't know why anybody wants to go down there and pay a bunch of money to sit in the courthouse and listen to what's going on there.
I don't either, because first of all, you're going to get blow-by-blow coverage if you're into it. Just sit and watch it on the tube. That's number one, and that's a lot of money to throw away just to sit and go and ogle Zimmerman and family, his family members and the Martin family and whatever. And honestly, it drags on for a very long time. You could pay that money, sit in that courtroom, and hear a bunch of pre-trial motions and then a dismissal, early dismissal or whatever, and that's what you're going to get.
And it's a messed up situation.
It is.
What's going to boil down to is that he was probably more than within his rights, and what from everything I've seen in the news and what I listen to talk radio, which is a little bit more to the right than to the left, but from what I've heard, he was probably protecting himself. And that's neither here nor there, but it's a bad deal all the way around.
It is a bad deal. It is a bad deal, and I'm sure that Zimmerman would say that, because I doubt he really wanted that to happen. The bottom line is, here's the thing, the Stand Your Ground law and some of the other stuff that will be part of the defense. It depends on the jury, though. You know, it's all about that judge and jury. As an attorney said to me one time, gee, I got a good jury today. So you don't know.
It's not going to be, though. He denied the Stand Your Ground defense, which would have pretty much cleared him. So he turned that down.
Right, but what I understand is that they're going to try to bring that back up again, put that back in there, just like the same thing with Trayvon Martin and the photographs of him smoking pot and all the things that they had that were thrown out. They can bring that back up again. It can't be used in opening arguments, but they can make motions to try to put that back in. So we'll see if the defense attorney wins on any of those fronts.
Oh, so we can take Justin Bieber back and underage
That's right.
drinking.
It's a sleight of hand. Listen, it's theater. The courtroom is theater, and it's about the attorneys and the jury and the judge. So there's all these motions, and there's ways that you can come back with things, and that's why the pretrial stuff, then once you get into it, so what gets thrown out can also be brought back, reintroduced, and a judge can allow it if you can prove that there's a reason for it, that it's necessary, that whatever. So it's not completely thrown out the window yet. No.
Yeah. Well,
it's crazy.
That kid's in a bunch of trouble, too, with all these cars he's showing on the Internet and whatever, but that's funny.
Yep.
Hey, you never talked to 1070 AM and got set up for 10 Tom Sawyer days this year. You're going to miss out on mud volleyball because we're going to have a lot of mud this year.
I know. That coincided with something else, but we made a deal that we would come to do that next year. We thought we said that on the air.
Well, I didn't catch that. I'm very happy, and I hope to meet you when you're
soon.
In town.
You will. We'll have a big, it'll be fun. We'll do I'll make either Matt or Nathan or somebody else for sure. We're going to have to get them out there, Ray, and make them do some beach volleyball, because I don't know, mud beach volleyball would be fun to watch. I'm not so sure how fun it would be to play it. All right, I got a little of tweet this. You won't believe what I came across on Twitter as far as some handles are concerned. Dwayne Wade, the stud basketball player for the Miami Heat, who had over 30 points in the big win that evened the series against the Spurs, has changed his Twitter handle. It's now Dwayne Wade at In Your Face. Edward Snowden. He's tired of it. He's tired of all the labels, the whistleblower is. He's got a lot of time on his hands in Hong Kong when he's not talking to reporters. So he changed his Twitter handle. You know what it is now? Edward Snowden at Let Me Leak. And then Anthony Weiner really wants to win over the people of New York City. He wants to be the next mayor. He's also tired of people cackling him when he's in parades and stumping for votes. So he changed his Twitter handle to Anthony Weiner at Brand New Package. There's a big problem with the last package, so he had to make sure that everybody knows it's a whole different wiener now. He's going to be different if he can just be elected mayor. And even Brad Pitt got into the act. He's really stumping for his new movie, World War Z. It's about zombies. They need $400 million to even break even on it. So he's changed his to Pitt at Zombie Now. Yeah. He kind of looks like a zombie in the clips that I saw, but he's not, I don't think he turns into a zombie. He just fights them. I have a hard time in my mind thinking Brad Pitt smashing zombies' heads and slaughtering the zombies to save the world. I don't know. It just doesn't work for me.
The most. Will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.